And like, you know, it in the fall the leaves turn a real bright red early.
You're talking about there's a lot of them go in the woods there. I can't think of the name of it on my tongue now. They are pretty, they turn quite red. They're small. They're bushes and not trees.
Mm-hmm. And they're small clusters of berries.
That's right. Can't think of the name.
Mm-hmm. And you ever heard of the Indians, I think they used to call them, there's an Indian in there, they called them poison...
Poison ivy?
No.
What do you mean? Poison oak?
It starts with an S.
Sassafras? No. I don't know.
You ever hear of sumac?
Oh yeah, that's what turns red. That's that little bush that turns red, the sumac. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's what it is. I couldn't think of it.
Any kinds of bushes that... No, you're right, you've already said that. Do you happen to know the different kinds of sumac? You happen to know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I got some nice forestry books here that I've never looked at very much that tells all of that information.
Yeah. What about, you mentioned something about the different kinds of, you mentioned something about poison ivy. You happen to know any different kinds around here?
No, but there's poison ivy. I think it has five leaves to the little fronds to the... And I've never run into it myself. I've avoided it, but people have got been stung by poison ivy a number of times.
Do you happen to know any names of the local berries around here?
Huckleberries? And that's a nice blueberry. The edible berries, you mean?
Yes.
I don't know anything but the huckleberry, the edible berries.
How about sometimes I don't
know. Strawberries, that's a cultivated thing. You're speaking of wild things, aren't you?
And cultivated too.
Of course, strawberries are cultivated extensively here. And huckleberries are not cultivated, but they grow in the woods quite a bit. Blueberries.
What about the kind of berries that have a rough surface on them? And they're red. Some are red and some are black, but they're usually red.
Yeah, speaking of grapes, right?
No, they got a rough, sort of bumpy surface on them, and they're about that big, and they grow a lot of times on a, I think they grow on a vine, and some people call
them. You think they grow in this area? What makes you think they grow in this area?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
I can't think of the names you would mention out of.
Okay, raspberries?
We don't have any raspberries here that I know.
Okay, how do you happen to know any type of berries that would grow in the woods that are not good to eat? And if they could kill you, you would say they are?
Poisonous. Of course, that you're not speaking of a China berry. That's a sort of a tree. And there used to be a lot of China berry trees here, but not many now, but there's some. But there are berries in the woods that I'm sure that grow that are not edible, but I don't know them.
I don't know if they have these down here or not. I don't think so. There's a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers on them. And it blooms in the late spring.
Not oleanders.
I think these grow in the mountains.
Flowers you have?
Yes, they're flowers they have.
Laurel? Mountain laurel?
Uh-huh.
They have bay trees who grow here in the swamps here. Great many of them. They have